Surveys done by morons show that alcohol is the best way to start the day. Therefore, head to the stupid store and order your Rad Bloody Mary mix now at radradio.com.
We got this email, rad@radradio.com. We were talking about weird ways that we brush our teeth last week, and we got back into it again this morning. You know, dominant hand. This is something that didn't come up before. Do you use your dominant hand or your non-dominant hand? Do you start in a certain place? Greg says, I don't have anything weird while brushing my teeth that I know of. But when I'm shaving my face, I use my dominant left hand, and I find myself just holding my right hand up, never using it for anything. My wife pointed it out. I tried to put my right hand down, and sure enough, within seconds, it's back in the air.
That's great.
I have no idea why I do it, but at the age of 41, I don't see myself stopping this.
It's like you're raising your hand to get better reception for whatever it is.
The best things in life are free. We're gonna help you pay some bills and fees. Windrush Change. That's what I want. Windrush Change. That's what I want. Windrush Change. Make your best guess and estimate the calculation in rough jar of change. Windrush Change. That's what I want. Windrush Change.
All right, I got to do one more on these because this just came in from Adam, but not the Adam that wrote in that said, you know, just so you know, remember the first time,
Yes.
Bleeding while brushing your teeth, not good. You have gingivitis.
Yeah, I agree.
And I pointed out there's all these things that we're told over the years that are good or bad for us that then turn out to be the opposite, et cetera. So this Adam wrote in and said, Rob, I write in often. I consider myself to be partially a positive contributor to the show. I can't be the only person with a common name that finds when someone with the same name writes in a stupid email. You know, Adam, regarding blood and gingivitis. And just so you know, I want listeners to know it was not me, the good Adam. I'm the good Adam.
You're the bleeder.
Insert any other common name except Brian. There is just no hope. But we write in well-written emails in the pro- Yeah, I know. We have many Adams. Oh, and actually, man. You, Adam, this Adam, the good Adam. The other Adam is also a regular contributor. I recognize your guys' last names. You both sign off in a very unique way where you're with the name of where you work, et cetera.
Oh, so you're more alike than you think, Eric.
And then there are other Adams.
Adam.
Oh, my God. Now you've changed the form. Well, he did say he wanted a surname. So that you, Adam, will now Adam S. You will no longer be Adam S. You will now be Eric. Because we have no Erics that write in. Hello there. Rick, good morning. Oh, God. Rick,
good morning, Rad.
Instead of Eric.
Good morning.
Rick, good morning. Yeah, morning.
No,
all right.
No Eric.
No Eric, just Rick. All right, we've had 8 guesses and clues. Give us the correct answer and win.
Oh, no.
Let's go with $198.39.
All right, $198.39. That's in the window that we gave you. So the last clue that's okay. Clue number one, clue number two, clue number three.
Oh,
great guess.
Yeah, yeah.
$198.39.
Oh,
man.
Is too high. The correct answer is lower than $198.39. That further closes that window. We're getting down there. Your next chance to win is at 9:30 this morning with WinRob's Exchange. A couple of follow-ups. First of all, we announced last week that we had taken the entire week to make sure we had gotten the correct, proper, didn't get around the system winner in the Circle's second chance winner for the Mega Bucket of the last round of WinRob's Change. Remember, we were using Circles, the social media positivity app with an S, which you can download for free in the App Store. And we had people create messages, group messages, and then within that group message, you were sending in your guesses for what the answer was via just using that chat with your other friends. And we got a winner on Monday morning at 6:30, right away, after she had all weekend. And when I asked her to explain how she had gotten to $2,420.07, I think was the answer, she had it all nailed exactly as Michelle, the pressure cooker calculator, had written it and how
crazy.
The clues led you to the correct amount.
So quick.
After only 10 clues, we're blown away. And then I hear from the guys at Circle saying somebody got it exactly, but they had to have their guesses in by Friday. And so on one hand, I'm like, how did somebody else know? On the other hand, I was like, well, I mean, she knew.
Yeah, exactly.
So we had to go back and make sure. Time stamping, date stamping, all that was legit. Sure enough, Randall S. was the big winner, and he wrote in and said, thank you for the second chance opportunity for WinRob's Change via Circles. When the winning guess hit on Monday morning, not only was I shocked, but the hair on my neck and arm stood up.
Aww.
Because I knew that was one of my guesses from
Yay!
The previous Friday.
Aww.
And then he goes through that, his thought process. He was right. He was right in line with Michelle.
Yeah.
It says, thanks again. My wife and kiddos are so excited for Daddy that he actually won a game.
That's so awesome.
And they're all going to take Daddy's money.
And, you know, I recognized Randall's name because he's a frequent writer, just like Adam and Heidi and all the other people who write
Adam.
So frequently.
The good Adam.
Yeah. Sorry, yes.
Well, and the bad Adam, too.
Yeah. Don't forget about Eric.
Sorry, Eric. And Randall is a good Randall because he's been so supportive since we changed stations in Sacramento and all this stuff. He's been a huge Mixed Pick Sports Show supporter. So I was just super happy to see that he was the one who won.
By the way, Ann Eric wrote in and said, this is the OG Eric.
Yeah.
I write in all the time. I was the 48-year-old man who's been listening to you since I was 14 years old, and you were 19, Rob, in Lake Tahoe, California.
Dang.
So this is the one and only Eric that writes in. No. We have Eric, we have Alex's and Alex.
Yeah.
There are so many repeating names. It sounds like it's the same guy, and I'm looking at him going, no, it's not.
Now we're gonna go all these Erics. No, you're not the only one.
Oh God. It's gonna be like the Kyle army where what do we get up to? 19 Kyles that are listening that would identify.
Well, we have a whole army of them now.
Yeah.
That's why I said it's like Kyle's army.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I led with that.
I was meeting with Kyle while you were talking about Kyle's army, so it was like a Kyle-ception thing happening.
You know how that is, though, for the listener.
I know.
Because I do this, so it's a personal thing, and I know it's good. It's like when the field reporter, right? You're watching news, right? And the field reporter will say, "And tomorrow, President Biden is expected to call Prime Minister Netanyahu." And the first thing the guy in the anchor chair said, like the reporter just said that, and the anchor says, "Have you heard anything about President Biden calling Prime Minister Netanyahu?" It's like, he just said it!
That is annoying.
So that was the clarification there. By the way, speaking of the Kyle Army twice now within 10 seconds, we have a whole line of Kyle Army gear available for you. And you don't have to be a Kyle to buy it. It's actually one of the more beautiful things we've ever created. Has nothing to do with the KISS logo at all whatsoever.
No,
Kyle's
no,
favorite
not even
band.
Close.
No, I mean, you couldn't even come to that idea.
Please.
I throw it out there as like you might as well say it's like Van Halen's logo. So sure, not the same.
It's totally not the same whatsoever at all. And if you are a Kyle, you definitely need to have one. I mean, you can be a fan of Kyle and get one as well.
Absolutely.
But I mean, if you are Kyle and you don't have one, what the hell are you doing,
and
Kyle?
They are available at radradio.com in the stupid store.
Superstore.
So we mentioned Michelle, the pressure cooker calculator who keeps track of winners and losers for the pressure cooker by gender. And that she wrote the last clue, the clues for the last mega bucket, which she had done before with the Kit Kat barcode sign thing. And the answer to this one had to do with Prince and his performance in the Super Bowl halftime show and the date, blah, 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 blah. And it came up that, oh, wow, both times that we did the pressure cooker calculator, clues for the mega bucket, it was a woman. And then I was talking out loud and admitted as I talked it through how stupid it was for me to suggest, because women are connection with women. Is that why they're winning when Michelle writes the clues? And I go, wait a minute. Every other time I write the clues and women win.
Right.
In fact, they win more often.
Well, and then now what just happened even makes it further stupid because a man won the circles thing and Michelle wrote it.
Right. Exactly.
But it was a man who was using an app, technology to win instead of just calling in.
Yeah, because women don't know how to use apps.
That's right.
So that makes it
Hey, I can't make an Instagram order. Can you help me?
It's Instacart. It's not Instagram.
What?
Don't buy anything off Instagram. It's a ripoff.
I'm on Instagram.
No.
No, I'm not. Wait, Rayleigh's is on Instagram. Oh, my God.
I mean, they are. They probably have a page.
I'm so confused. Why won't it take my order?
Anyways, Michelle, if you remember when she gave us our pressure cooker report last week, I mentioned that she wanted to chime in on this debate. So she says, let's get to something that was discussed. Somehow, a woman won the mega bucket of WinRob's change after only 10 of the clues I had written. I do want to say I think I made it easier this time with the early clues, so watch out for the next round I do if I'm asked to do one. But there was a discussion about women winning the last two scavenger hunt rounds that I wrote. I have actually written clues for 4 rounds of WinRob's change, that is true. She said the first round had super mathy clues with equations, etc., and a man won.
Of course.
Yeah, that makes sense. Math, men.
Oh, God, women can do math, Michelle, math.
Not well.
That's not true.
Right.
How do you know that? You can't just say that. You don't know every woman on the planet that's in the career of math.
It's Albert Einstein, not Alberta Einstein.
Exactly.
I had a wife, though, and behind every good man's a good wife.
And Michelle has a husband,
and
he was there writing the clues.
Oh, get him, Michelle. Get him.
She says, I did 3 rounds of word clues, the scavenger hunt rounds where the answers were spelling agents on a phone. Remember, that was actually the first one.
Oh, yeah, that was so cool.
The barcode on a king-size Kit Kat bar and the date Prince performed the Super Bowl halftime show. Please remember, a man got the agents answer, and then women won the last two.
Well, agents. That's more manly.
Yeah, because we like Mission Impossible.
Right, yeah, exactly. Shows like
James
that.
Bond.
What if it's cleaning agents?
Right. Oh, there you go.
Well, exactly. But it wasn't. Otherwise, we would have got it.
So a pretty split mix of men and women, but Rob posited that maybe the women won the last two because a woman, me, wrote the clues. Very interesting, since I have theorized in the past that since a man writes the clues for the pressure cooker, that's why men have a higher winning percentage, and yet I was brushed off. And yet now, Rob thinks maybe women are getting my win. Rob's change clues because I'm a woman.
This is what happens. We get brushed off. We're used to it.
Well, especially because you make no sense. Because I literally, as I was talking out loud, realized how stupid my theory was and backed away from it.
It was. So. But also a man brought it to attention. And you gave it a thought for a second more than you gave Michelle's thought. What's the point?
Everything okay?
A man brought it to the... I brought it to the attention. I was doing it out loud.
She... Okay, you... Oh, listen to me, fellas. Michelle's what? Making the point that she thought that too and she was brushed off. But when a man brought it to your attention, if this is how it happens, you gave it a thought for a second, but it only then took you a second to debunk it. But you gave it
but
some thought.
I'm the man that brought it up.
Wait, originally with her. No. When she said, I'm going with what she said. She said she has brought this up as well. Didn't she say that in her email? That she has also had this thought?
She initially thought about the pressure cooker.
Yeah, and she was
brushed
off.
Because I write the clues. Yeah, yes.
And she was brushed off.
Right, because it was idiotic.
Now.
Which I realized mine was when I brought it up on my own.
But you gave it some thought is her point. Well, you talked it through on the show.
But if I got it concluded correctly, there's no reason to bring it up. Typical woman, reliving things we don't need to relive.
Typical man when we point out how they brushed us off and gave at least for a split second when a man brought it up, they gave it a little teeny thought, but came to the same conclusion. You're missing that you gave it teeny thought for the man, but not a teeny thought for the woman.
Hear that, Kyle? One step closer to two Christmases.
Yep.
Yes.
By the way, thank you to all of you that are emailing in with various different names, claiming yourselves to be the original Christine, TJ, Carlos.
TJ.
I mean, guys, seriously, we got it. We got it. You're all OGs, okay? So a few other emails, rad@radradio.com. This one came in yesterday morning, right after the crime that she's describing happened. It's from Madison.
Hey, Madison.
She says, I was at work this morning, yesterday morning, on day 7 out of 12 of work. So I guess 12 in a row. Good for you. I left my jacket on the produce floor after I filled the grapes and went back out to grab it. So she works at a clothing store.
Yes.
That's great.
Secondhand.
To grab it before I went on break. And then there I saw Rob standing next to my jacket grabbing grapes. I wasn't grabbing grapes, just to be clear. I was picking up a bag of them and putting them in my cart. I wasn't like reaching my hand in like some weirdo and rubbing them between my fingers.
You don't pick up the bag and inspect the grapes at
yes.
all?
Yes, I do. Yeah. But I'm not grabbing the grapes. I absolutely inspect the bag because there's so many bags that can be bogus.
It, right?
And she says I'm grabbing grapes.
Well,
I'm not grabbing grapes.
Maybe if she worded it grabbing at grapes, because when you say grabbing at, that does sound like you're fondling grapes.
Fine. Well, she said grabbing grapes. Like, I was not grabbing grapes. I was grabbing a bag of grapes.
I'm going to the store to grab some milk. I'm not grabbing the milk inside of the cart, and I'm grabbing the whole thing.
And I will say to anyone who says that, like my wife, babe, please just pick it up gently and put it in the cart. Don't grab it. She hates it, but that's who I am. I take words literally. I'm going to run to the store. You know, it'd be a lot quicker and safer if you drove. That's what I will say.
I'm just curious. Do they put the jeans next to the grapes? Or do you have to wander over? And where are the t-shirts?
She says all I could muster up to say was, hey, I know you.
Aww.
It was such a pleasure talking to you and meeting you. Sorry if I was so nervous. I have really bad anxiety. My day was made, and I'm glad that I left my jacket out there and got to meet you. By the way, you look great. Well, thank you, Madison.
Sweet.
No, I didn't think you were nervous at all. I think your day was made because you said that your father would be extraordinarily jealous. So that's all that matters. Making the people in your life that care about you envious of your interactions.
She get a picture with you, too, to make her dad even more jealous to send it off to him?
Yes, I'm sorry. I guess I left that out. In my mind, I like totally told the story that we took a selfie. That was the whole premise. So thank you for bringing that up, Kyle.
Very nice.
She asked for a picture solely to make her father jealous. So that was very
did she
cool.
grab your grapes to make your dad jealous?
She did not. Although she did ask me if I wanted to try on some of the sport coats that they have in the corner.
How sweet of her.
Yes, I said no. All right, other random email that came in over the weekend. Thank you. You know what? This is so ironic. Like, Kyle, right there, he literally popped in out of nowhere.
Where did I come from?
And said, did you take a picture? And it was necessary because I hadn't described it. It was a helpful kind of like, yeah. Oh, God, I didn't mention that. Thank you, Kyle. So we love getting helpful emails like this one from Ace, who wrote in over the weekend, and he's talking about, you know, Griffin and Reed Eye Care, where I had my LASIK surgery done, my wife had it done, Brandon's had it done, and they're still going strong after, what, a quarter of a century, and it's been almost that long since I had my LASIK done, other than reading glasses, which I need because I'm old. Still have great vision.
I have an appointment this Friday. I'm sure I'm going to find out much more that I need. Things are happening with my eyes. I thought I saw hair flying under my eyes.
What?
Yeah, it was weird. And I even in the air, you know how you try and grab it? Yeah, but it's when I put my eyes a certain way. I haven't seen it since. So I don't know, was I really tired?
Let's see if Brandon's thinking about it.
I'm thinking something slithery, something wormy, maybe like a parasite swimming on your eyeball.
No, because it wasn't bug-like. It was like...
I thought you were going to go another direction and go paranormal. Because remember I talked years ago, I think now, about this really goofy light that I was seeing out of the corner of my eyes in specific places, and the ghost whisperers wrote in.
They're not ghost whisperers.
Paranormal investigators at sexpirit.com.
And said, you know, this could be the presence of something, et cetera. And then I realized it was happening in different rooms, and it's probably just an eye issue.
Well, I would take that over a bug.
Okay, good to know. You'd rather have a poltergeist than a bug in your eye. None of that has anything to do with the email we got from Ace, other than it's about Griffin and Reed Eye Care, whose website is LASIKworld.com, which is in the ad. You've probably heard it over and over and over again. And Ace wrote in and said, hey, Rob, on your ad for LASIK World, well, it's for Griffin and Reed, but that is their website. At the end of the ad, you say there's no reason to go to LASIKworld.com. I keep hearing the ad over and over again. I keep wondering, does he mean to say that there's no reason not to go? Obviously, that's what I meant to say. Why would I say there's no reason? So I immediately email Brandon, and I say, could you please double-check this and let me know what we can do to fix it? And I'm thinking at the time, I'm like, how has no one caught this?
That's pretty important.
We hear the commercials when they run on our side. The client, quote, the radvertiser, Griffin and Reed, hears it and has to approve it. Mm-hmm. We've got a go-between who hears it. This spot's been running for, I think, a couple months now.
People must not actually be listening.
And no one.
Like Griffin and, like, everyone that's supposed to beforehand listen, they obviously aren't, because this is a big deal.
And literally no one is listening to our show other than Ace. Because how is it that no one has heard this when the commercial is played hundreds of times? So I still did my diligence.
Good.
Emailed Brandon, and he emailed me back with an answer and the portion of the spot where I say there's no reason to go to LASIKworld.com when I'm supposed to say there's no reason not to go.
Okay.
Remember, reading vision can now be addressed with LASIK 2 if you're a candidate. Several financing options are available, so there's no reason not to visit LASIKworld.com. I almost like emphasize the word not.
Reason. I mean, it's not to.
That's very strange. So it's
in
there.
I don't know if I caught that.
It's in there and it's emphasized. Brandon emailed me back and says, typical idiot listening but not hearing. You clearly say no reason not to visit. Okay. Glad we got
but
that.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks, sport.
Yes, Ace. Thank you so much.
Thanks, buddy.
For wasting our time. Because Brandon and I have nothing else to do on a Sunday other than scurry around and try to figure out, do we have a spot that we've been screwing our client over on?
I was thinking that I was getting better with this whole fight or flight thing and like getting stressed out about things falling apart and like little things falling through the cracks, because I do that sometimes and it bugs me and I get on myself. But this one, I was like, really? I let this go?
I know.
Come on. Like, I edit these things. I think I do a pretty good job at it. And so it really grated my groin.
And see, I had a similar but somewhat different reaction in that my initial reaction was, well, I mean, I glossed over a word. It happens.
Sure. Yes.
But then I went down the road that I was saying, how did we all and how do we all keep missing it? And that's why as I hit send, I'm like, this can't be right. That everyone has been missing.
Do you have a last name on there? Is it Freely by chance, Ace Freely from Kiss? Because he's getting old and probably has dementia and he's had a lot of drug problems. He just didn't hear everything correctly. Maybe it's the same guy.
You wanted to talk about Kiss so bad.
Yeah, you just needed to bring up Kiss.
Well, who else names their kid Ace? Like, I mean, that's the only Ace I know of.
Oh,
Ace Ventura.
Well, if it's the only
Ace, come on,
you
that one's fake.
No,
wouldn't you think? That's with a fake as pop, Ace. Let's talk it through.
No, boy.
Kiss was kind of popular, right?
Kinda.
There we go.
The biggest merchandise band in history.
There you go. Don't you think there were a lot of dumb parents that named their kids Ace after Ace Frehley?
God, I
so
hope
so. There's
not.
Probably a lot. Right, you just haven't met him yet. And they're probably older because this band is old. You know, back in the day, this is what we'll do. Who's ever popular, the kid's popping out, you name him that.
There are other reasons you might name a child Ace, by the way, besides the almighty Ace Frehley. I quickly went to the Social Security website. As of 2023, there were 2,432 baby boys born last year named Ace.
Jesus.
So when Kyle asks who would name their kid Ace, I mean, just last year, over 2,000 of them.
People with gambling problems.
Well, yeah. And that's an easy way for a father to remember Ace, buddy, sport, right?
Exactly.
Like he'll always remember his kid's name.
If you have nine of them, you name the ninth one Ace because you're like, I can't remember the rest of them. We're going to play Treble Trouble right now. It's a special week around here. First of all, you're going to win a free one-month membership to Rad TV and members.radradio.com. Great time to get the free month membership. Try out all the new series that we're rolling out. We got a bunch of emails about Kyle's Corner, the fourth episode dropped last week about UFOs and such, and all the new stuff that's coming out this week. So you get a free one-month membership to members.radradio.com, and you're qualified for the grand prize drawing this Friday morning. You'll be one of two people to win a pair of premium tickets to see Pete Davidson live Friday night, May 10th at Hard Rock Live in Sacramento.
The grand prize drawing is this Friday?
Yes,
two weeks.
No, it's this Friday.
This Friday? All right. Cool.
Yes, 10 days away?
It is this Friday.
Just double checking.
Yes, it's a one-week contest. The official rules are posted. If you wanted to check those out and see that it is this Friday.
See, I did that so people could go and look at the contest rules.
Nice job. Very good. We're going to play you a three-second song clip. You give us the title, and you win. Caller 18, guess first, then 19, then 20. And if nobody knows the song title...
Just have a look at the contest rules.
Just double-check those rules.
There it is.
All right. Drop what's everywhere, and no winner.
We need a winner.
888-989-9811-4. Treble. Trouble.
Rob.
Anybody.
And Dawn. The Rob.
Anybody.
And Dawn Show.